ICE issues photo of Biden released illegal alien accused of killing Pennsylvania state trooper. By John Binder on July 7, 2026. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, has released photos of the illegal alien flown into the United States thanks to former President Joe Biden's parole pipeline, accused of killing Pennsylvania state trooper Michael Pahira Jr. this month. As Breitbart News reported, on July 1, 44-year-old Michael Pahira Jr. was conducting a safety inspection of an 18-wheeler on Interstate 81 in Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania, when he was struck by another 18-wheeler and killed. Police say an 18-wheeler driven by 33-year-old illegal alien Michael Bond of Haiti veered off the interstate and struck the mirror on Pahira's patrol vehicle before striking the rear of the 18-wheeler he was inspecting. Pahira became trapped under the front bumper of Bond's semi-truck before the vehicle burst into flames. Pahira was dragged from beneath the wreckage by a nearby construction crew, rushed to the hospital, and pronounced dead. Pahira leaves behind his parents, Michael and Patty Pahira, his sister, brother-in-law, and two nieces, along with countless more family and friends. A Help a Hero fundraiser has been created to help the Pahira family cover funeral costs. On Tuesday, ICE officials released Bond's mugshot, as well as the commercial driver's license, CDL, that he was able to secure in Massachusetts, despite being an illegal alien. This Haitian illegal alien was released into our country by the Biden administration, and the sanctuary state of Massachusetts gave him a commercial driver's license, the Department of Homeland Security's, DHS, Lauren Biss said in a statement. Now, because of these reckless policies, a Pennsylvania state trooper is dead after a crash that was 100% preventable. Illegal aliens should not be driving trucks on America's highways. Our hearts and prayers go out to his family and the Pennsylvania State Police as they mourn this loss, emphasis added. In July 2024, Bond flew into the U.S. from Haiti despite having no immigration status, thanks to the CHNV, Cuban, Haitian, Nicaraguan, and Venezuelan parole program of Biden and then DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The program admitted hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens to the U.S. by flying them into American airports. From there, Bond applied for temporary protected status, TPS, as a Haitian national in October 2024 and was denied the benefit. Despite having no immigration status, he secured a CDL in Massachusetts, allowing him to drive a semi-truck on American highways. Bond is charged with vehicular homicide and involuntary manslaughter, and ICE agents have lodged a detainer against him, seeking custody if he is released from jail at any time. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com.